Ian, overall, just how pleasing was that?
Yeah, I think it's it was a job well done. Again, things you try and put in place, make sure that you don't give anything away. You do the basics right and go and create, and we did.
Gary's just said he feels relegation is inevitable for them now. Is that the way you see it? Are you looking up the way and only up the way?
You know, it's difficult to comment on another manager's comments, but for me, it was important we got the win. To take us 10 points away, it makes it obviously very difficult, hopefully, for them to catch us. But you know, as I've said before, our eyes are up above us and try and drag one or two closer to us.
The points obviously speak for themselves, but what does the manner of the win do for confidence, momentum?
Well, again, I think the first time this season we've won three on the trot. Again, we've extended our unbeaten run at home as well, and scoring goals. The ones that I thought we could have had a few more, to be honest. There's a frustration because we, you know, at times we tried to walk into the net or didn't see people in better positions, and that could have made a massive dent in the goal difference. But you can't complain with five, can you?
Is that the kind of performance that will send out a message to the other teams round about?
I think not just this one again. I think and the building of all the games, and I think it's something that's, say, all eyes are on Ross County and ourselves now winning. You know, maybe the teams above have got to be looking over the shoulder.
The business you did in January, Ian, was obviously key, but so two of the goals now, a couple of games for Lee. Different player,
he does, a different animal, because he's got that on the score sheet, and that's the pleasing thing about, you know, getting the goal on Saturday. You know, it's given him another lift. He was already full of confidence anyway, but he's showing that he can become a good all round player. So part of the build up, but also starting to finish it with goals now. And you give young players confidence to go and perform, and it, you know, we've given him the stage, and he's taking it.
And at the other end as well, I mean, there's another clean sheet. I mean, that was a real issue for Motherwell, you know, at the start of the season, goals conceding, but I mean, that's another clean sheet today.
Yeah, there's one or two occasions where we got a little bit loose and a bit lax, and I always say about a clean sheet is important for everybody, really. You know, you take it as a team, and you know, there was once or twice we could have left ourselves open a little bit, but again, we pulled ourselves together. Made sure that we got back to doing the basics that have got us into good areas, and got the result wanted.
How's Stephen Pearson?
Too early to say. He's comfortable. He's fine. He's annoyed. You know, it happened. It was a freak thing. His knee hyperextended a little bit. So we don't know. We don't think there's too much damage, but he's obviously a little bit sore.
You know, definitely keep an eye on Thistle's game tomorrow night.
Yeah. Of course, we play them Saturday, so I'll go there and I'll watch, and we'll see what you know, what we're up against. But it's about ourselves, it really is. And we'll be in tomorrow morning. We'll be preparing recovery, and again, like we did from after Saturday, the lads haven't had a day off. We're fully concentrated. We know what's required, and everyone's going in the right direction.
Thanks
very much. Yeah.